Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is John chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. Jesus is speaking. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you, that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father, in my name, he may give to you. This I command you, that you love one another.
Those of us who are believers think of the Savior as Lord, King, or Master. But how often do we think of Jesus as our friend? We may have difficulty with the concept, but he doesn't. Jesus accepts us. Unconditional acceptance means we can always approach him. Yes, he wants us to become increasingly more Christ-like, but we're still accepted no matter what's happening in our life. Jesus walks through trials with us. God promises never to leave or forsake his people. He's our constant encourager and faithful friend during both the good and dark times in our life. Jesus is always available. He's never too busy to meet our needs or respond to our prayers. And Jesus listens to us. We can share our doubts, fears, and joys with the Lord because he cares about what's on our mind and wants to hear from us. Whatever we say, even angry shouts and tears, will consistently be met with assurance of his love. We can take comfort in knowing the Lord has a plan for each of us and will take care of us. Thank him today for the way he looks out for his followers. As the old hymn says, what a friend we have in Jesus.